समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, आप सुनना शुरू कर चुके हैं कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा को, जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे, चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे कि उनके पास क्या खास है। इसके अलावा खेल गतिविधियों और आर्थिक जगत पर भी रहेगी हमारी नजर और उन खास हस्तियों को भी हम करेंगे याद जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि या जन्मदिवस। परिक्रमा के इस अंक के साथ मैं हूं सरफिरोजी और मेरे साथ हैं अनुजा कुमार।
हेलो एंड अ वेरी गुड आफ्टरनून सरफिरोजी एंड अ वेरी गुड आफ्टरनून टू ऑल आर लिसनर्स एज वेल। वी आर हियर विथ येट अनदर फ्रेश न्यू एपिसोड ऑफ आफ्टरनून मैगजीन परिक्रमा। एंड सरफिरोजी, इन अ नॉट सो गुड न्यूज, हैवी मॉनसून रेन्स एंड फ्लड्स हैव किल्ड एटलीस्ट 33 पीपल इन सदर्न इंडिया एंड इन द स्टेट्स ऑफ आंध्र प्रदेश एंड तेलंगाना। हाउसेज हैव कोलैप्स एंड स्वेप्ट अवे बाय टोरेंशियल डाउनफोर्स व्हाइल फ्लड्स डिसरप्टेड रोड एंड रेल ट्रैफिक। And not only this, the weather service issued a red alert for 11 districts, predicting more rains in the region. Moreover, multiple agencies are also involved in rescue and relief efforts following heavy rains that have caused flood-like conditions in several parts of Gujarat as well, leaving thousands stranded. States with less rainfall has been facing too much of rain these days. And it has been proved unequivocally that human influence has warmed the atmosphere, ocean and land since pre-industrial times and led to this major climatic change on Earth. We surely need to pay more attention to it and work for the environment's betterment. We will talk more on it in our Dateline India. Moving on, let's begin with the news headlines at this hour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore, says both countries are important partners in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision.
राष्ट्रपति द्रौपदी मुर्मू का सभी शैक्षणिक संस्थानों से बालिकाओं के लिए सुरक्षित वातावरण बनाने का आह्वान।
वर्ल्ड बैंक रेजेज इंडियाज जीडीपी ग्रोथ फोरकास्ट टू 7% फॉर करंट फाइनेंशियल ईयर।
पेरिस पैरालंपिक खेल के छठे दिन भारतीय खिलाड़ियों की नजरें निशानेबाजी और एथलेटिक्स सहित विभिन्न स्पर्धाओं में पदक जीतने पर रहेंगी।
एंड इन यूएस ओपन टेनिस, रोहन बोपन्ना एंड हिज इंडोनेशियन पार्टनर अल्दीला सुचियादी एंटर इनटू सेमीफाइनल्स ऑफ मिक्स्ड डबल्स। And now it's time for our segment Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at national or global level. And today we will talk about Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. Sarfirozi, we know that trees are often hailed as the lungs of our planet, but their importance extends far beyond their ability to produce oxygen. In a world grappling with climate change, deforestation and environmental degradation, trees play a crucial role in maintaining ecological balance and supporting life. From enhancing air quality to providing habitats for wildlife, the benefits of trees are as diverse as they are vital. And in this field, India is following a sustainable and inclusive development model, leaving no one behind. In keeping with its sustainable development goals and commitments, the government has been promoting sustainability across all fronts of development and urbanization. Through 8 national missions, the government is focusing on solar energy, energy efficiency, water management, sustainable agriculture, and the Himalayan ecosystem. Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam is one such initiative.
जी अनुजा, भारत ने जलवायु परिवर्तन पर 8 राष्ट्रीय मिशनों को रेखांकित करते हुए जलवायु परिवर्तन पर राष्ट्रीय कार्य योजना की शुरुआत की थी। और जैसा कि आपने अभी श्रोताओं को बताया कि इनमें सौर मिशन, जल मिशन, सतत कृषि और हरा भारत के लिए मिशन जैसी चीजें शामिल हैं। और अनुजा, जब हम बात करते हैं हरियाली की तो इसका सीधा जुड़ाव होता है पेड़ पौधों और हमारे जंगलों से। हमारी दुनिया में जो इन्वायरमेंटल इश्यूज हैं, चाहे वो क्लाइमेट चेंज हो, सॉयल इरोजन हो या अपने वन्यजीवों को संरक्षित रखना हो, हम पेड़ पौधे लगाकर और अपने जंगलों को बचाकर काफी हद तक इसका समाधान पा सकते हैं और ये बहुत जरूरी है कि हम अपनी जरूरतों को पूरा करने के लिए जितने पेड़ काट रहे हैं उनसे कई ज्यादा मात्रा में हम पेड़ लगाएं। इसी क्रम में प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने इस पर्यावरण दिवस पर एक पेड़ माँ के नाम अभियान की शुरुआत की थी और इस वृक्षारोपण अभियान एक पेड़ माँ के नाम के तहत अब तक 52 करोड़ से अधिक पौधे लगाए जा चुके हैं। एक सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट में पर्यावरण वन और जलवायु परिवर्तन मंत्री भूपेंद्र यादव ने कहा कि ये अभियान एक मील का पत्थर साबित हुआ है। इस अवसर पर उन्होंने कहा कि पिछले दशक में भारत ने कई सामूहिक प्रयास किए हैं जिनके कारण पूरे देश में वन क्षेत्र में वृद्धि हुई है। ये सतत विकास की दिशा में हमारे प्रयास की ओर अच्छा कदम है और ये भी सराहनीय है कि लोगों ने इस अवसर पर आगे आकर इसमें अग्रणी भूमिका निभाई है।
Of course, Sir Firozi, there are many advantages of having trees around us. Trees are vital for producing the oxygen that sustains life on earth. Soil erosion is a significant environmental issue that trees can help prevent. The roots of trees anchor the soil, stabilizing it and reducing the likelihood of erosion. Some trees create a dense network of roots that bind the soil together, while others form a ground cover that absorbs rainwater and minimizes runoff. Trees are also effective natural filters for air pollution, especially in urban areas where pollution levels are high. They absorb pollutants such as sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxides and particulate matter from the air, which are commonly produced by vehicle emissions, industrial activities and power plants. Farmers also benefit greatly from the protective role trees play in agriculture because trees act as windbreaks, reducing wind speed and protecting the crops from damage caused by strong winds. Trees are integral to the regulation of the water cycle as well. They absorb water through their roots and release it into the atmosphere through a process known as transpiration. Scientific research has demonstrated that spending time in natural environments, including areas with trees, can have significant health benefits. Being around trees can lower stress levels, reduce blood pressure, and decrease the risk of heart disease. Studies have also suggested that children who grow up in green environments tend to have higher IQs and better behavior. And in fact, going with the Prime Minister's campaign of Ek Ped Makinam, Nagaland also kicked off its Poshan Ma this year celebrations today with the Ek Ped Makinam campaign. And the campaign aims to promote nutrition and environmental conservation through a tree plantation drive. This campaign objective is to create awareness about the importance of nutrition, health and environmental conservation, and also to promote a healthier and more sustainable lifestyle among the citizens. It is essential for individuals and communities to actively support tree planting initiatives, nurture existing trees, and advocate against deforestation. And by protecting and expanding our forest, we foster a healthier coexistence with nature, ensuring that future generations benefit from the ecological and health advantages that trees provide. Overall, in conclusion, trees are essential for environmental health. They help combat global warming, produce oxygen and improve air quality. Trees also prevent soil erosion, as we have talked about it, reduce pollution and enhance soil equality. Keeping all these things in mind, our Prime Minister's vision of Ek Ped Makinam is very important and very to the point in this time.
और अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या खास है।
Yes, and straight we take you all to Tamil Nadu, where Delta District farmers, along with statewide agriculturists, have revived 203 ancient paddy varieties, which are capable of surviving drought or floods. And some others, they are serving rich nutrients, have been restored for commercial cultivation, thereby helping farmers thrive apart from helping the society at large.
The paddy varieties retrieved by organic farmers assume significance as some of them are believed to have been consumed by Gautama Buddha and the royal family of Mysore, tracing the origins thousands of years. the organization set up to save lost paddy varieties conducts traditional paddy festival every year at Nell Jayaraman Traditional Paddy Conservation Center at Thiruthuraipoondi in Thiruvarur district. The organic farmers involved in the process of retrieving traditional paddy breeds said that with available networks across the state, farmers who are part of Save a Rice campaign has been able to trace traditional paddy seeds on the verge of extinction. In the past 2 years, paddy varieties such as Mappilai Samba, Karupu Kavani, Tengapu Samba, Tuya Malli, Varappu Kudanyan, Mattakar, Kalan Namakku and Sivappu Kudavalai have been retrieved. The success is immense, taking into consideration that the mission was started with just 11 varieties in 2006. This year, the most sought traditional paddy varieties were Adir Kacha, Pungar, Ratasali, Navara and Thuyamalli. Since these varieties have more medicinal value, the awareness among the people has increased. These paddy varieties have become the most wanted varieties and are lucrative. The paddy breed Mattakar can germinate even in pits and low-lying areas where the fields are prone to floods and inundation. The organic farmers claim that inundated fields can be used for rearing fish stocks alongside paddy cultivation. The retrieved paddy varieties will be a boon to the farmers of Kaveri Delta Basin of Tanjore, the rice bowl of Tamil Nadu. Shanti Ramesh for Parikrama from Agashwani, Tiruchirappalli.
कोलकाता में भारतीय प्राणी सर्वेक्षण यानी जूलॉजिकल सर्वे ऑफ इंडिया ने जैव विविधता के हॉटस्पॉट दक्षिणी पश्चिमी घाट पर मकड़ियों की दो नई प्रजातियों की खोज की है। नई खोजी गई प्रजातियां मिमेटस पिंटस और मिमेटस पार्वुलस हैं। ये खोज इसलिए महत्वपूर्ण है क्योंकि भारत में 118 साल के बाद मिमेटस जीन्स पाए जाने की जानकारी मिली है। और जानकारी दे रहे हैं हमारे संवाददाता।
The addition of two new species brings the number of Mimetus species in India to three, all of which were spotted from the southern part of this country. Director ZSI Dhriti Banerjee said, "The Western Ghats plays a crucial role in the climatic conditions of the country and continue to surprise scientists with their high levels of endemism. These new discoveries highlight the need for continued exploration and conservation efforts in this region, emphasizing the importance of the Western Ghats, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, in preserving India's rich biodiversity." The unearthing was made by a research team led by Souvik Sen of ZSI Kolkata along with Sudhin P.P. of the same institute and Pradeep M. Sankaran of Sacred Heart College, Cochin, Kerala. Mimetus pinnatus and Mimetus parvulus were collected from the Mookambika Wildlife Sanctuary, Karnataka and Ernakulam district of Kerala respectively. The discovery of these new spider species has been published in the recent issue of Zootaxa. Both species belong to the spider family Mimetidae, commonly known as pirate or cannibal spiders due to their unique predatory behavior. These spiders infiltrate the webs of other spiders, mimicking the vibrations of prey or mates to deceive and kill the host spider. Mimetus pinnatus is characterized by its medium size, pale yellow head and dull gray-white abdomen with scattered light green mottling. It possesses long, black, flattened spine-like hairs on the dorsal head, which inspired its name. In contrast, Mimetus parvulus is distinguished by its pale, creamy rose head with dense gray-black mottling and a triangular-shaped, dull gray-white abdomen. Shushmita Mondol from Akashbani, Kolkata.
And now we talk about the only ape species of India, that is Hulock Gibbon. The Hulock Gibbons, which are classified as endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, are primarily found in Assam and other northeastern states of India, including eastern Bangladesh, Myanmar and southern China as well. These gibbons, known as the smallest and fastest of all apes, inhabit tropical and subtropical forests, and their population has declined by at least 50% over the past 40 years due to hunting and habitat loss. We have a report on this.
In Assam, the Holongpar Gibbon Sanctuary in Jorhat district is a designated sole habitat for gibbons in India. It is just around 21 square kilometers of area. The Hulu gibbons have high intelligence, distinct personalities and strong family bonds similar to other apes. Unlike other gibbon species, in Hulu gibbons male and female vocalizations are the same and comparatively quite simple. The adult males are completely black, whereas adult females are dark brown with black on the neck, chest and facial areas. Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi recently shed light on the remarkable and unique relationship between the Moran community of Barikuri village in Assam's Tinsukia district and the endangered Hulu gibbons, India's only species of ape. Speaking during the 113th episode of his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister praised the villagers for their extraordinary commitment to preserving and coexisting with these rare creatures. The gibbons have found a safe haven in Barikuri, where the local Moran community has integrated these apes into their cultural fabric. Recognizing the gibbons' fondness for bananas, the villagers began cultivating the fruit specifically for them. Aminul Hazardar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
लद्दाख में करगिल में कृषि उत्पादकता बढ़ाने के लिए कृषि विज्ञान केंद्र में पहली मशरूम स्पॉन उत्पादन प्रयोगशाला का उद्घाटन किया गया। LAHDC करगिल के ग्रामीण विकास के कार्यकारी पार्षद एल पंचोक ताशी ने जम्मू कश्मीर नाबार्ड के जीएम विकास मित्तल के साथ प्रयोगशाला का उद्घाटन किया। हमारे संवाददाता की ये रिपोर्ट।
The project sponsored by NABARD also includes 10 mushroom production units managed by local self-help groups under the supervision of Dr. Nasreen Kacho, in charge KVK Kargil. This initiative is expected to revolutionize mushroom cultivation in the district, providing a sustainable income source for many families. Dr. Nasreen Kacho highlighted the project's success, noting that the laboratory has already produced 1.2 quintals of spawn in its first batch, significantly boosting mushroom production in the area. She reported that beneficiaries have earned an average of 34,000 rupees from the first harvest, demonstrating the project's potential to uplift the local economy. Dr. Nasreen emphasized her vision to make the lean winter season economically viable through mushroom cultivation, particularly for women in Kargil, and called for future support from LHDC Kargil to help individual women entrepreneurs. Engineer Punjab Tashi commended Dr. Nasreen's efforts in making mushroom cultivation a sustainable source of income in Kargil. He assured that Ladakh Autonomous Hill Development Council Kargil would provide additional support from its subsidy component, emphasizing the crucial role of agriculture and animal husbandry in the sustainable development of the community. For Parikrama, this is Anayat Ali from Kargil Union Territory of Ladakh.
And now we will take you on a tour of India's freedom struggle and recall events that happened on this day.
The eminent freedom fighter and revered Gandhian Kamalapati Tripathi was born on this day in 1905. His father's name was Pandit Narayan Pati Tripathi, and his ancestors had settled down in Varanasi during 16th, 17th century. He started his career as a journalist with the Hindi newspaper Aanch and later established the newspaper Sansar. He was also the editor of the two tabloids. He participated in the non-cooperation movement in the United Province, now Uttar Pradesh, in 1920, the civil disobedience movement in 1930, and the Quit India movement in 1942, for which he was arrested and imprisoned on several occasions.
Talking exclusively to All India Radio, Chairman of Central Gandhi Smarak Nidhi, Ramchandra Rahi, shared his thoughts on the life of the great freedom fighter.
पंडित कमलापति त्रिपाठी उत्तर प्रदेश के वाराणसी के उन प्रतिष्ठित समर्पित और प्रज्ञावान स्वतंत्रता सेनानियों में थे जिन्होंने गांधी विचार से प्रेरित और अनुप्राणित होकर साम्राज्यवाद के खिलाफ संघर्ष किया था। वो लाल बहादुर शास्त्री, राजनारायण आदि तमाम उस समय के जो आजादी आंदोलन के नेता थे उनके एक तरह से गुरुतुल्य हुआ करते थे। काफी समय आंदोलन के विविध कार्यक्रमों में भागीदारी करके जेल की यातनाएं भी सही, लेकिन गांधी विचार से प्रेरित होने के कारण उन्होंने उदात्त मूल्यों को जीवन में अपनाया था। क्षुद्रता की राजनीति उन्होंने कभी नहीं की।
कमलापति त्रिपाठी वॉज इलेक्टेड टू द कंस्टिट्यूएंट असेंबली फ्रॉम यूनाइटेड प्रोविंस एंड प्लेड एन इम्पोर्टेंट पार्ट इन द ड्राफ्टिंग ऑफ द कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन ऑफ इंडिया। is quite famous for his speech on the amendment of the expression India, that is Bharat. In his words, it would have been more in accordance with the prestige and the traditions of the country and the Constituent Assembly if this amendment was made.
After independence, Kamalapati held various portfolios in the state government. He became the Deputy Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh in 1969 and later the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh in 1971 and remained in chair for 2 years. After that, he served as the Union Minister for Railways 2 times. He carried the distinctive image of a courteous, dignified and principled politician. He was totally committed and devoted to the field of journalism and Hindi. He advocated for including journalism as a course in graduate and postgraduate level. The Department of Journalism and Mass Communication at Mahatma Gandhi Kashi Vidyapeeth was established in 1945 by him. He was the chairman of the Hindi Sahitya Sammelan from 1947 to 1948. Kamalapati's notable works reflect his sustained love for Gandhi, including Bapu Aur Bharat, Bapu Aur Manavta, and freedom movements and afterward.
Kamalapati is an inspiration and a guiding spirit for us all. He had the exceptional ability to connect with the swiftly changing situations of the modern times while keeping his traditional commitments intact. His personality was the balance and blend of religious beliefs and secularism. He was a leader of the masses and believed in treating all people alike, regardless of their caste or religion. He would always be remembered as a true nationalist, a principled leader, and a champion of development and people-oriented politics.
And now coming to the business news of the day, India's equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty ended flat in the range-bound trading session today. The Sensex ended in a negative territory while the Nifty closed marginally higher. At the closing bell, the Sensex, which is a pack of 30 companies, was down 4 points or 0.01% at 82,555. The NSE Nifty settled flat, just a point up at 25,280. In the Indian bullion market, the 24-carat gold was trading at 71,770 rupees for 10 grams, while silver is trading at 83,770 per 1 kilogram. And if we talk about the global crude market, Brent crude was trading 1.59% down at $76.29 per barrel. And WTI crude plunged by 0.86% to trade at $72.92 per barrel when reports last came in.
अब चलते हैं खेल के मैदान में और जानते हैं वहां की हलचल. अमेरिकी ओपन टेनिस में भारत के रोहन बोपन्ना और इंडोनेशिया की अर्दिला सुज्जियादी की जोड़ी मिक्स्ड डबल्स के सेमीफाइनल में पहुंच गई है. भारत इंडोनेशियाई जोड़ी ने मैथ्यू एबडेन और बारबोरा क्रेजिकोवा को क्वार्टर फाइनल में पराजित किया. बोपन्ना और सुज्जियादी सेमीफाइनल में अमरीकी जोड़ी डोनाल्ड यंग और टेलर टाउनसेंड की जोड़ी से खेलेंगे.
And now coming to our last segment of paying tribute to some great personalities who are either born on this day or who passed away on this day. We first start with paying tribute to Pandit Kishan Maharaj, the person who can be regarded as the doyen of table tabla in the modern era is none other than Pandit Kishan Maharaj. Born into a family of trained musicians of the Banaras Gharana, he was introduced to Hindustani classical music by his father, Hari Maharaj, who passed away when Kishanji was very young. He was further trained by his uncle, Kate Maharaj, whose guidance turned him into one of the most terrific and outstanding tabla players of the era. His performances mesmerized the audience so much that his bowls and tals resonated in the souls of his listeners, leaving them transfixed. He was a close friend of Pandit Ravi Shankar, who he accompanied many times. He also shared the stage with many stalwarts of his time, including Ustad Ali Akbar Khan, Pandit Omkar Nath Thakur, Pandit Bhim Sen Joshi, Bade Ghulam Ali Khan, Ustad Vilayat Khan, Birju Maharaj, to name a few. Kishanji was a very versatile musician. He could play all sorts of percussion instruments like pakavaj, mridangam, dhol, etc. And he was able to play the sitar and sarod also and could sing as well as dance.
पंडित किशन महाराज को कला के क्षेत्र में योगदान के लिए भारत सरकार ने 1973 में पद्मश्री और सन 2002 में पद्म विभूषण से और साहित्य अकादमी सम्मान से भी सम्मानित किया।
मूविंग ऑन, द नेक्स्ट पर्सनालिटी वी पे ट्रिब्यूट टू इज प्यारे लाल,
और ये हिंदी सिनेमा की प्रसिद्ध संगीतकार जोड़ी लक्ष्मीकांत प्यारेलाल में से एक हैं। प्यारेलाल अपने 8 दशकों से अधिक लंबे करियर में हिंदी सिनेमा के सबसे सफल संगीतकारों में से एक हैं। लक्ष्मीकांत प्यारेलाल की जोड़ी ने दोस्ती, हम सब उस्ताद हैं जैसी कई फिल्मों के सदाबहार गाने बनाए।
Their bond of friendship was a bond that grew stronger in the next few years after his hit movie Parasmani. Because of their shared circumstances and ambition to make it big in the world of music, it were the songs of the movie Parasmani, as I referred, which set the tone for an unprecedented 35-year-long run for Lakshmikant Pyarelal, in which they offered us gem after musical gems. And here we have a song for you from his from a song from the movie Do Raste.
छुप गए सारे नजारे और क्या बात हो गई,
तूने काजल लगाया दिन में रात हो गई, मिल गए नैना से नैना पे क्या बात हो गई,
remember Dosti, a movie of 1964 today. It is largely due to Lakshmikant Pyarelal's lustrous music, Majroo Sultanpuri's deep lyrics and Mohammad Rafi's emotive singing. The film was a hit.
Dukh ho ya sukh, jab sada sang rahe na ko, फिर दुख को अपनाइए कि जाए तो दुख ना हो। राही मनवा दुख की चिंता क्यों सताती है, दुख तो अपना साथी है, सुख है एक छांव ढलती।
आज मनोज जोशी का भी जन्मदिन है। ये हिंदी फिल्मों के अभिनेता हैं। इन्होंने अपना करियर मराठी थिएटर से आरंभ किया। इन्होंने चाणक के एक महल हो सपनों का जैसे टीवी धारावाहिकों में भी अभिनय किया। सिनेमा जगत में इन्होंने अपने करियर की शुरुआत फिल्म सरफरोश से की। 2018 में इन्हें पद्मश्री अवार्ड से नवाजा गया।
एंड लास्ट बट नॉट द लीस्ट वी टॉक अबाउट उत्तम कुमार। It's hard to find a Bengali who isn't captivated by the charm of this romantic hero. The Mahanayak Uttam Kumar's unforgettable performances will always be remembered. Uttam Kumar was an Indian actor, director, producer and singer who predominantly worked in Indian cinema. Through his career, he earned commercial as well as critical success, and he remains as an Bengal's cultural icon. For his ability to play roles of various types, Kumar is regarded as one of the greatest and most versatile actors in the history of Indian cinema.
Kumar deher bhongi mati jano bakasha pai pai chhodiye rakho jovane dicha ami beder moto sammohito
He debuted as Arun Kumar Chatterjee as a child artist in the 1948 film Drishtidan. The film was unsuccessful. Next year he appeared as a leading hero as Uttam Chatterjee, which was a flop again. He changed his name again as Uttam Chatterjee, which was a flop again, as I said, and then he changed his name again permanently as Uttam Kumar. But he gave back-to-back 7 flop films and was stated as a flop master general, but who would know that he gave hits after hits after that. And his first success came in the 1952 film Basu Parivar, directed by Nirmal Day. And of course, he became the first Indian actor to receive National Award for Best Actor for his performance in Antony Firangi and Chidiyakhana in the year 1967.
और श्रोताओं, अब समय हो चला है आपसे अनुमति लेने का। इजाजत दीजिए सर फिरोजी और अनुजा को परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम यहीं समाप्त करने की। नमस्कार, नमस्कार।